Welcome to the Secret Transmission Podcast. I'm your host, Toby. Alongside me are my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Addison.
I'm Rudy.
And I'm Satan.
Hey, buddy.
Howdy. It's been a long time.
It has been a while.
I am the producer of the show. I make this show sound fucking amazing.
Well, you're doing a shitty job of it.
Yeah, yeah. We are missing a co-host today, Kristen. Is hanging out with family, but I have a small update. We finally got married.
Woo-hoo!
It only took a year, but we actually are married now. We got the paperwork out of the way, so we're gonna actually have some kind of
shindig
thingy,
a ceremony.
Yeah, on our anniversary that we started dating. So,
okay,
yeah, good times.
That's kind of adorable.
Yeah.
But. Oh man, it's been like 3 months since we've sat here and recorded. I guess it was the 100th episode when you surprised
the
girls.
Yeah, snuck in. Yeah.
Let's not talk about it.
It's forever on YouTube.
Oh, it's such
God,
a great moment.
God, I have yet, like, I can't make it through. Like, I owe, like, a public apology. That was so bad.
No, it was so good.
It was terrible.
Oh, I had fun with that. It's the first time I've ever seen her drink herself into oblivion before.
I started out thinking, like, okay, I'll be fine. But I also was not prepared because I didn't eat. And I think Kristen said that, like, at the beginning, like, we walked into a gas station and I was like, will sunflower seeds be enough for this? Because I hadn't eaten all day. So I did not pick the right drink to do that.
What color is your hair?
Fuck you. It's brown now.
I'm not sure what color fuck you is.
Yeah, it's a weird color.
It's an interesting color for sure.
All right, guys. Enough.
It's actually my favorite color.
Of course it is.
It's a nice deep red.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a really, really fun topic for this episode. Now, I have to, first off, before we get too deep into this, I have to give credit, a lot of credit, to a YouTuber who is way bigger than us. So more than likely, you've already heard this case. And I guess his channel's called Wavy Web Surf. I was just kind of clicking around and found this weird video. If you've watched that video, you'll notice I'm borrowing some of the research, but I've also found more. And I feel like we'll have a more of an in-depth conversation because it was just him and his one opinion.
Right.
So,
at least a different take.
Yeah,
what he's
yeah.
Got.
So, but I want to fully give credit that I remember this case.
I do too.
From back in the day.
I think, yeah.
But I didn't know that it went further. Mm-hmm. So, I think that it's super interesting. So, just bear with me. But yeah, his video was posted November 21st, 2018.
Cool.
Like I said, there's the credit. So, the link to that YouTuber's video will be in the show notes. So, cool. If anyone wants to go watch it,
get a different take on it.
Yeah. So, we're talking about the Alabama Leprechaun, and this also goes by the, you know what, I studied on how to say this, Crichton, I think it is, Crichton Leprechaun?
Crichton Leprechaun?
Charlotte's Leprechaun or Mobile Leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
I like Alabama Leprechaun.
Right.
We're going to go with that one. So, this all takes place in the Creechton? See, I don't know how to say it, but the neighborhood of Creechton in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
Mobile, yeah.
What'd I say?
Mobile.
Mobile, whatever.
Mobile, Alabama.
You never watched True Blood?
I did, actually, but a long, long time ago.
It was in Mobile, too, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Something
I thought
like
that was in Louisiana.
That could have been.
Anyways.
I don't know.
So, on March 14th, 2006, local NBC affiliate WPMI-TV was told about a crowd that was gathering, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They sent their reporter, Brian Johnson, to investigate. The crowd was around a tree on Les Green Street?
Sure.
By Shore Avenue. I'm just trying to, if anyone's in the area, I want them to be like, oh, there it is.
You can actually visit the tree.
Yeah, the tree, well, as of a couple of years ago, it was still standing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It may not be there anymore.
Right.
But they were claiming to see a leprechaun hiding in the tree. So here, we're going to listen to the original news report, and y'all are going to watch the video, so...
Why are you so giggly? I don't understand.
You just...
Just wait, you'll see.
Sorry, it's just, I know what's coming, and it's hysterical.
Sorry, I'm having to pull it up, guys.
At least I think it's hysterical anyway.
Well, clearly, Mr. Giggles a lot.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want to go. Give me the go. I want to go.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
You know what I like? I like the amateur sketch of the leprechaun. Yeah, it looks like somebody got a really good look at it and got that good drawing.
Who did that? I want to know who sketched that.
I don't know. Maybe Brian sketched it.
Doodling.
That was a good story.
So I have a special devil flute you can play, Addison.
A special what?
Devil flute.
Special devil flute?
Yep.
I don't want to play your devil flute.
Aww.
It's too small to be played.
Hey, come on now. It's almost average.
It's like it wouldn't even touch the lining on either side.
It's a micro flute.
That's not very nice.
So this clip was posted.
That's more percussions anyway.
This clip was actually posted on YouTube March 17, 2006 by a user named BotMib. And went freaking viral with millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
Millions. This is, a lot of people credit this video to being one of the first, not the first, but one of the first few viral videos.
Right.
So
y'all all remembered this. How old were y'all?
2006. I would have been about 17-ish.
Okay.
I ain't saying how old I was.
I do remember this. And this was big enough that it made its rounds through mainstream media. Like it was, I guess Howard Stern talked about it. Jimmy Kimmel is he's done a couple of different segments on it, like throughout the years.
I think he said specifically it's his favorite viral video.
Yeah, yeah. Bill O'Reilly had something to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
The reporter Brian Johnson did a few interviews about it on the radio. It was parodied. How do you say it?
Parodied.
Parodied mm-hmm. by the Key and Peele show.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Here's a clip of that. We're just gonna watch a second of it.
What do we do? They told us at the station to come down here and fill time, but there's no story here.
In this neighborhood, there's always a story. Here, Give me the name of a mythical creature.
Mythical creature? I don't...
Trust me.
I don't know. A Pegasus.
Pegasus, yeah. Perfect. Just roll, watch, and learn.
But he can stay in my house if they want to.
Hi there, Rick Nicholsby, Channel 6 News. We've had reports of a Pegasus in the area. Has anybody seen anything like that?
Yeah, man, I seen a Pegasus. I seen it every day.
I seen it too, man. We both seen that Pegasus.
Yeah, I saw it with my own two eyes, man. That horse had a big old snake head on top of it.
It ain't got no snake head, fool. Yeah, that horse had some big wings, man.
Yeah, that horse had big old wings, man, like two sets of wings. Yeah, man. Y'all see the Pegasus? Everybody up in here see the Pegasus, man.
Curiosity has brought out large crowds to see the alleged Pegasus in this South Lenox neighborhood.
Oh, look, there it is.
I'm going to find it, break it, and then ride it to the Pegasus treasure.
Yeah. Residents say the creature resembles this amateur sketch.
Kick the f*** out my car.
So, yeah, It wasn't like a direct parody of it, but it was, you know, making obviously poking fun at the Alabama
leprechaun and mass hysteria, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this one I love. South Park did a parody of this as well, using a guy that looks like one of the guys that says, "Hey, did y'all see the leprechaun?" Say, "Yeah, if you said saw the leprechaun." Yeah. But they're doing it about Kenny's alter ego in South Park called Mysterion.
Yeah.
Here is that.
Phones trying to get a shot of a mysterious superhero.
He was dressed mostly in black with a kind of cloak.
He jumped down from the fire escape stairs, and then he just ran off. We barely got a look at him.
To me, it looked like Mysterion to me. Everyone who sees Mysterion say yay!
Yeah!
Binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in a tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah!
So this was popular enough that the channel Smojo Ho, I don't know what it is exactly, they did a remix of the part in the interview that says I want the gold, you know, like the grab your kids, grab your whatever, how they make those kind of musics.
Or one of your favorite ones, the
gay frogs. Yes, yeah. Like Alex. So they made a song out of the part that says "I want the gold." So
they did a couple of remakes,
yeah,
of that guy.
But this is I think one of the more popular ones.
Crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore,
a leprechaun.
I wanna know what a gold is.
That's I didn't want to play the whole song. But.
You know, originally I think what got me on the story, because I heard it on a local radio station here years ago, them talking about it. It was the part where the woman goes, "Could be a crackhead." I remember that specifically. It's just I lost it. I just like, damn, this is funny.
So
I mean, she's not wrong.
No.
So the man that claimed to be Irish ancestry and had the special leprechaun flute.
Yes, it's been passed down generations.
Thousands of years.
Yeah. So his name is DeMarco. DeMarco. We're just going to say DeMarco.
DeMarco DeMarco.
Yeah. It's like Morissette or something like that. But anyways, he was also featured on Tosh.0 for a web redemption.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, I only know you as Flute Man. What's your real name?
DeMarco Morissette.
Where are you from?
Mobile, Alabama.
This video became a huge sensation in 2006.
That's right.
What was your role in that?
I am the star of that video. Great.
Because you walked outside with a pipe and told people it was a flute.
This one?
Ow! That thing has been passed down for generations.
Yes, it has.
Now, first of all, what is that?
Piece of pipe of some sort.
What made you come outside and tell people that this was a flute?
I don't know, man. I was just assing around, and I really didn't know it was going to blow up like it did. I was just having fun, you know.
Do people ask you about that every day?
Oh, man, I'm like the celebrity in my neighborhood.
Do they call you Flute Man?
No.
First of all, does that thing even play any music?
Not at all.
Before the news people got there, it must have been a local thing where you guys were saying that there was a leprechaun in this tree.
Yeah.
How did that story even begin?
Me and some guys were just hanging out. We were just drinking one night. So old lady came out, and she really saw it. She brought it to our attention that it was up there, and we looked up there, and we saw it too, but she never said anything else about it. So we, you know, word of mouth, we started just telling different people about it, and it just spread like wildfire.
Have you ever made any money off this leprechaun?
Not a penny.
Do you believe in leprechauns?
I didn't at first, but, you know, it was like when you looked at a tree, it was like a hologram of the leprechaun we saw that night. And when they took the light off it, it kept disappearing. So, you know, it was something up there, maybe somewhere in the spirit or something, but it was definitely something up there.
Someone said that they thought the leprechaun was a crackhead. Are there a lot of crackheads in Mobile?
Oh, there were several.
So that was a possibility.
That's a possibility.
That wasn't completely dismissed.
It was not.
So right after that first story aired, what happened like the very next day?
You can imagine how many people packed those streets just to see that, you know what I'm saying? Just to ask me questions about the leprechaun and different things like that. But I had fun, man. I did.
That's great. To this day, do people try to come there to see the leprechaun?
Yeah, they cut the tree down.
What?
I mean, it was like mayhem, man. It was like Mardi Gras all over again. Man, people were everywhere, coming from all around town.
How far away did people come?
We had an elderly couple. They came from Georgia to see it.
Why do black people love leprechauns so much more?
Because we heard they give away money.
I don't believe that. Now, is there more than one tree in Mobile that leprechauns live in?
I'm pretty sure it is.
So, okay, so it's multiple trees. And why Mobile? Why do leprechauns head to Mobile?
Maybe the weather.
It is nice.
Yeah.
A little breezy here in Mobile. In the video, you said you were Irish. How Irish would you say you are?
Say about 10%. Not much.
I got that same percentage of Native American in me. Do you have a drinking problem?
On the weekends.
That doesn't seem like a problem.
That's what I said.
Do other black people make fun of you for being Irish?
Yes, they give me crap, you know. They do, but I can handle it.
Talk about the flute and how it's been in your family for generations.
My great-grandfather passed it down to his father, and my father passed it along to me, so it's been in my family for at least 3 generations.
You mean he left it in the yard?
I mean he left it in the family, sir.
Oh, got it.
The yard.
Got it. Where do you keep the magical flute?
If I tell you that, I have to kill you.
Please don't kill me. If you found the leprechaun's pot of gold, what would you do with it?
Well, I would probably start a leprechaun foundation. Maybe something for the Irish people, you know, or the non-believers that don't believe leprechauns are real.
But you would keep it?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I would do if I found that leprechaun's pot of gold? Send it in for that cash for gold, where they mail you an envelope.
The commercial with the envelope?
Yeah, and then I would dump all the leprechaun's coins and I'd send it back to them.
Good luck
with that. Just trust that they would give me a fair and honest price. Was that a professional sketch artist that made that drawing of the leprechaun?
What do you think?
It seemed pretty spot on.
He got money.
For that drawing?
Yeah, it's like a kindergartner drew that. He got like 1,800. So I'm on all of them on YouTube. I'm pissed off. I'm like, hey, you know.
Well, you just brought out a pipe. that guy.
This is a magical flute, sir.
This guy put some work into his rendering. Are you sure that was a leprechaun and not just a little person?
I'm positive.
Because they look eerily similar.
This was a leprechaun.
How long have leprechauns existed in this town?
Maybe a couple of hundred years from what I hear.
Were they here before the Native Americans?
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe the Native Americans stole it from the leprechauns. How do you catch a leprechaun?
That's a good question.
Oh, we're going to find you.
Everyone sounds like they saw a leprechaun and
yeah.
that they're not mistaken.
Right.
Okay, that's a big point I want to make.
Or okay? A crackhead in a tree.
It could be a crackhead. Well, that
or
one
a
person,
little person.
That one person said a crackhead, and Daniel just asked him, could it have been a little person? And he's like, no. So, here is another clip, and we're clip heavy on this episode because, you know, we're all back together and we love clips.
We do love clips.
I do love clips.
So I've got a handful more.
I've got the t-shirt. She never broke down and bought it.
Oh yeah. So she doesn't really love them.
I was hoping though that he would get it for me for Christmas, and he just didn't come through.
Wow, that's a lot to put on you.
I know, right?
That's shitty.
Hey,
I didn't get anything for Christmas.
Hey, Addison,
I'm
play my...
I'm trying to buy you something, but hey, you won't tell me.
Play my flute, and I'll buy you a t-shirt.
I don't know how to play a microflute. Sorry. There's not enough there.
Well,
it's like a Twizzler with holes in it.
So here is a follow-up report that... I don't know who exactly did this, but I have the link in the show notes.
Uh-huh.
But they interview a bunch of the witnesses.
The crowd started gathering around sunset.
Is it right up there? It's just right there. It's just a face. A face. The eyes. The nose. The mouth.
The front of mouth.
It's just a face. And right now, he's not happy. I'm not kidding. It's a frowning face.
Oh, my God.
It looked like, last night, it looked just like a little leprechaun. It's still up there.
The people who see the leprechaun say you can see it better at night. And that's when the crowds really start coming out.
Now step back some of y'all to see it. If you just look right there in the middle, you see it. Right there, you see it? You see it? Y'all see it?
Like he's smiling right now.
I want to see it. If it's here, I want to see it. When it's going to pop up?
Well, actually, my brother came in from Atlanta last Sunday night, and we were standing around, and he said, y'all not gonna believe this, but it's like a man is up in that tree. And we're all like, man, you crazy.
Pretty soon, there were more people creating traffic jams, all to see what has become known as the leprechaun.
And he was smiling.
He was smiling, huh?
Uh-huh. And then one moment, I thought he tipped his hat.
What do you think about all the crowds that have come? What has it been like the last couple of nights as far as crowds? It
looked like Mardi Gras. All we need is some floats.
Now, some people say they've seen the leprechaun, and some people say they haven't. But one thing's for sure, nobody's found a pot of gold yet.
So, I want to see...
Wheretogoldat.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that website up later. What are you feeling on this case? I mean, a lot of people are like, I see it right now. It
right.
tipped its hat at me. They've got...
She had a little bit of a grin on. She's pulling some legs, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the clip.
Do you think a lot of these people... Now, there's a camera. We know how people are when there's a camera.
Right.
I don't want to call any of these people a liar, but...
They ham it up a little bit when they're on camera. They might be on TV.
Right.
Yep.
So what are you thinking so far of this leprechaun?
I mean,
just remember, all these people are like, yeah, and they're gathered around it, and they're like, yeah, we all see it. Look right there.
Yeah, but if, you know, you're in a group of 10 people, and 8 of those people say they see something, the other 2 are going to be like, oh, yeah, I definitely saw that, too.
Now, there's a name for that.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah.
Mass hysteria. So, early predictions on what we're going to say at the end. Could this be mass hysteria?
I mean, either that or it's a crackhead in a tree.
Well, it might be a crackhead in a tree. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a crackhead in a tree.
Was he a crackhead, though?
Possibly. We'll get to it.
Okay. Because I think I know.
Yeah, I think you do.
That's why I'm reserving my judgment for later.
Okay, so we will be right back.
Yay.
Hi, my name is Nick.
I'm Brandon.
We are the hosts of the Tennis Podcast, where every week we break down a different top tennis list, dealing with things such as the highest grossing films of all time, the most prolific serial killers of all time,
the top selling video game franchises of all time, the top 10 hottest lumberjacks missing a major limb of all time.
That's right. We cover all that and more every week. We are available on Apple, on Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. And Brandon, what will we do if people don't check out our podcast?
We will make a top 10 list of all the ways that you are an asshole.
Don't be an asshole. Listen to our podcast. You can find it by searching 10-ish podcast. That's 10-ISH.
Thanks for not being an asshole.
Hey, this is Corey from the Convince Us Podcast, the show where two normal guys who are also best friends take a critical and entertaining look into the world of conspiracy theories. Each week we cover questions like, is the world ran by a small group of lizard people? Does Queen Elizabeth stay healthy by eating human flesh? Is the Earth flat? Well, no, it's not, obviously. It's a globe. But anyway, check out the Convince Us Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and any podcast application you may be using.
Hello, how's it going, everyone? I'm Kevin, a.k.a. K-Slugs.
And I'm Peter, a.k.a. Duo For Real.
And we host a podcast called The Interstate Gamers. If you've ever wondered how your favorite games might stack up against each other, or you just want to hear some detailed reviews, then our show just might be for you.
On The Interstate Gamers, we discuss and critique everything from the gameplay to the aesthetics to the content of some of our favorite games.
You can find us almost anywhere. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and even your trusty pal Alexa. Follow us on Twitter and make sure to subscribe if you like what you hear. Thanks for listening.
So we are back and we're going to talk about crackheads.
Yay.
You know.
Okay, I shouldn't say that because I have no way of knowing. But there's a clip in a minute that'll justify the name calling.
How dare you upset our crackhead
listeners,
you know, listener base.
I'm not trying to single anyone out. I want crackhead listeners too.
You know, we hate on everyone.
You're
going to
get a review.
I know.
I'm crackhead. I was offended by your leprechaun story. This is bullshit.
And then I wasn't the one up in that tree.
And then we're going to get another bad review that says, I'm a leprechaun. I'm offended by that story.
If you guys are listening to this, I want those reviews.
No, I don't.
Can we please get one that's I'm a leprechaun?
I want a fake offended leprechaun and a fake offended crackhead.
Oh, my gosh.
With one stars.
No. Give us 5 stars, but... Please put that in there because
no,
be
you got
priceless.
A 1 star. You
no.
got to make it legit.
Jesus,
so I was like, "Damn it! I'm trying to get this shit up. Right, what are you doing?"
No, we already have enough bad reviews. Okay, so
they don't even listen to the show.
I know they listen to the old shows.
Yeah.
So, some radio hosts from the Bob and Dan show on Dallas Sports Radio KTCK 1310 The Ticket.
Oh, yes.
Went and investigated the tree.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
So,
and this was back in what, 13?
I couldn't find the date of when this actually aired.
Okay. It was
13 or 14.
But they say like 8 or 9 years after the original. So I would put that in about there.
Yeah.
My dad's a big Ticket fan. And when I was telling him about this case and stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be talking about your radio show, The Ticket. And he was like, oh, yeah. Mention P1 because anyone that listens to The Ticket, they know what that means. So I don't know. I guess that's what they call their listeners. P1.
P1.
I don't know.
Okay.
So,
well, there you go, guys.
My father Paul is a P1. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I'm not even gonna ask.
So apparently the duo had a long, ongoing joke about this case, and they finally wanted to go see the tree that the leprechaun was in.
Yeah.
So here's their story of what they found. We've got a bunch of clips.
I love clips.
How dare you?
It's time once again for Bad Radio Reports, spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world.
Long.
Ignore it, and you could die. And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and Donovan Lewis.
Here it is, guys. The moment you've been waiting for. Bad Raider Reports. Here's Dan.
Okay. I took a pilgrimage along with TC, who is also in studio. Good afternoon, weekend host, TC.
Hey, guys. This Saturday, me and Bruce.
Oh, yeah?
Get it.
Wow, what better chemistry could there be than that? Bruce Levine hates you.
You know,
but that's another topic for another day. Right now, let's talk about the field trip we took to Mobile, Alabama, to see and be at the site of the Alabama leprechaun. That was our only goal. First of all...
What year was this?
It just happened last week.
Alabama leprechaun, Dan.
Oh, boy. We're probably pushing a decade now,
in the Donovan
right?
era?
I think it was before me.
Every single person we talked to said,
so.
Oh, that was a really long time ago. Does that help?
So, see, I didn't get the exact date that this broadcasted. But anyways, you know, they talked about it. They said, you know, it's been a long time. Yeah. So we know where that clip falls.
Right. Now, I'm thinking this aired 13 or 14.
I think you're right. I think that sounds about right.
I think. I could be off.
Because when I was telling my dad about it, he's like, that just aired a couple of years ago. They were talking about that.
Right.
So they ended up traveling to the tree. We're going to cut out a lot of their conversation. If you want to go listen to the full thing, it's like a 30, 45 minute conversation.
Wow.
Yeah. But they
did a whole bit on it on their show.
Yeah. And they make a bunch of jokes and talk about stuff and questionable jokes. I mean, I get it. Jokes are jokes, but I wouldn't make some of the jokes they were making. And we'll actually probably hear a few.
Well, you got a
lot of questionable jokes anyways.
Yeah. We just don't do them on air.
That's true.
Especially current year when, you know, people get offended by the word moist, you know.
Why? God, you did that intentionally.
No, I did not. I didn't know that was one of your favorite words.
Sorry. Oh my God, I hate it so much.
Moist.
Please stop. It's even worse in that voice.
What do you mean, that voice?
Yeah, what's that?
Satan. When Satan says it, it just makes it that much more disgusting.
Choice. Is that choice?
Yeah.
I don't like your voice anyways, though, so if you can just be silent like you're supposed to be, that would be grand.
I don't know why chicks hate that word. It's just a word.
Oh my God, no, it makes me cringe.
Oh my gosh.
I like when cookies are moist.
I do too.
You know, when you dip them in milk.
Exactly.
I'm about to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, so here...
I learned something new today.
This is a kind of a longer clip, so just bear with me, but it's the story of them reaching the tree. They actually found the tree. So it wasn't... I know that one, the clip we listened to earlier said it was chopped down. So I don't know if it was or if it wasn't.
Yeah, because I don't know when Tosh did his thing.
Yeah, I don't either. So I think the Tosh thing may have happened afterwards, but the tree was still there. So okay. Here is that clip.
So we get there, and our only goal really was to take a picture by the tree. And then I was thinking, this is really stupid. It took me 2 hours to get to TC, and it took me an hour to get to Mobile.
That was most of the conversation on the way, was how futile and
how dumb this whole idea is. But you know what? Whatever. It's a life experience, and I get to avoid my family for a day. And you know what? It's a six-hour round trip that I gave to the show, Bob, on vacation.
Wow.
So I have to play you this. I know this is all of three segments, but I have to play you this piece of audio before we go to the first break. So we're there. We see the tree. We, in fact, find out we're on the location, and I'll tweet it out in a minute, but I took a picture of TC standing in front of the house. We are sitting in the car watching the video on YouTube on my iPad and then saying, okay, wait, pause it there. All right, and then we'd hold the iPad up and look at the house, and yep, that's the tree. That's,
look
you
up
know,
and
it had grown a few branches over the years, but we're very excited that
so
we're
no,
there.
So nobody took a backhoe to it, good.
So we're out of the car taking our pictures, and now we're saying, okay, well, I guess this is it. I guess I drove 3 hours for this. When we hear a very loud voice of a female.
Just in general, this is a neighborhood with a lot of people who maybe don't hang out inside, instead might be on the porch.
In the house.
Like they are aware that you're driven into town and might need directions.
Black female is having a very loud conversation at the window of a truck with somebody inside the truck driving, a black guy as well, just to paint the picture.
Thank you.
Just not saying anything. And she's wearing pajama pants and holding a coffee. Mind you, it's 4 in the afternoon. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I drink coffee that late.
And here...
Yeah, I don't know what
that's bad time of day to wear pajama pants?
So we happen upon her, and here is us just walking up to her.
Excuse me. May I ask you guys something?
What's up?
Do you know the story of the leprechaun tree?
Oh, it's midget show. That's a friend of ours. He's a midget.
On the end, though. It wasn't there.
Yeah, it's on the next street on the end. That's our friend, midget Shane. He's a midget. He was in the tree one year.
Wait a second. Whoa.
The leprechaun was in the tree.
It was your friend in the tree?
Midget Sean.
He's a midget.
He's a midget. And he's really short, and he got in the tree. And that's because it was all over the radio and everything. Everybody coming to cry and went around there, and it was his ass.
And it was a guy that climbed the tree.
Sean.
And you know him?
Yes.
She said, Christ.
Like, does he live on that street?
No,
he's there all the time.
Didn't finish the word. Light up.
Damn leprechaun. I wish I had shot a phone. A bitch ain't looking for you. Yeah, that's, he forgot all about it.
But you say that guy, there was a guy doing a trick, and
his name is Midget Sean. He's really, really dark skin. He has gold teeth. He's about this tall. And one year he decided to, on St. Patrick's Day, he decided to put on green and climb in a tree. And that's what happened.
What a great bit.
Cause
it took like, from now. I mean, everybody was coming to see what was going on, and it was him.
Wow.
So now you have the truth behind the myth.
So the truth...
I told you it was a little person. It was Midget Sean.
Well,
their words, not ours.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now they hear of this prankster, and this makes them want to go on a mission to meet Midget Sean.
They're going to find him.
Yeah. So she gives them these crazy long directions. I saved you the hassle of hearing these fucking ridiculous directions.
It was literally like, okay, we want you to go to this grocery store. Go to the grocery store. Meet Johnny. Johnny will know Midget Sean's number. Get hold of Midget Sean. Then you drive to Midget Sean's house.
It's like turn left right here, turn right there. Uh-huh. Just go straight this many blocks. I mean, it's ridiculous. Uh-huh. Anyways. They end up going to a gas station because he hangs around this gas station. It's a Texaco gas station. And here's where they are now.
Props to Texaco.
And
this is awesome.
We see the Texaco. We see the street she was referring to. By the way, just about the nicest Texaco I've ever been in my life. The bathroom was immaculate. It was a wonderful Texaco. So we stop a couple of people. Time will not permit me to play each of these, but it turns out, yeah, everybody's like, yeah, Midget Sean, yeah, he hangs around here. Just hang out. You'll find him.
And the way that whenever we would approach them and say hello, they would be very cautious, very guarded. Then we would say, we're just looking for Midget Sean, and immediately friendly.
All right.
Like,
and here's
you are now in the circle.
Here's a good example of that. This guy not only says he knows Midget Sean, he pulls out his phone and calls Midget Sean right in front of us. Here we go.
What?
Hello?
Do you know who Midget Sean is?
Yeah.
We're looking for Midget Sean.
I ain't seen him today. What y'all were looking for?
Well, we understand that he was the Alabama leprechaun.
Oh, that's what y'all looking for.
And he perpetrated a hoax, and we just wanted to talk to him for a minute about it. That's all.
Let me see if I can call him.
Oh, yeah?
Hold these right quick.
There. And he hands me two crushers. Yeah, two left in a paper bag, the tall boy.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we've known about it a long time.
By the way, in this little neck of the woods, the tall boy in a paper bag seems to be the drink of choice.
I think that's the number one seller at that Texaco.
Yeah.
And then we came looking for the tree, and the lady over there told us that was Midget Sean.
No,
the whole
it wasn't Midget Sean. I was the first person to witness it. It was a lie image. They thought it was Midget Sean, though.
It wasn't Midget Sean.
No, it's a lie image. I'm talking about the buckle, everything, the beard.
What does that mean?
Was it actually a leprechaun? Or?
He's short. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, they thought it was Midget Sean, but it was a real live image.
So he's calling Midget Sean now.
Of a leprechaun in the tree. They don't show it. They don't show up.
He's got his phone on his ear.
Yeah, I witnessed it. All right, where you at?
I believe it.
Hey, there's some folks want to see you.
Whoa.
There's some folks want to see you. Where y'all from, Ohio?
Dallas.
They're from Dallas. They want to see you. They,
oh, I got a help.
They think you're a leprechaun in the tree. No, we're on the corner of Columbia right now. He said give him about 20 minutes. He'll be right.
All right.
Wow.
We were told.
Ride through. You'll see him.
All right. We'll hang out. We'll ride around. Thank you, sir.
All right.
So there's a thing in here that I want to point out. This guy who called Midget Sean.
Yeah.
Said, no, it wasn't Sean.
It was a live image.
It was a live image.
Yeah. Well, and that's what a lot of the people were saying is like, it looked like an image that would just appear and disappear.
Right.
So I don't know what that exactly means.
It's like those things you put in front of your house at Christmas that just shine shit up on your house.
I guess.
It's a hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, but I want you to keep that in your mind.
That's why they can only see it at night.
Oh.
Solved it.
So, anyways, keep that in your mind, though, because through this whole thing, we've heard many, many people say they saw it. Mm-hmm. This guy claims he was the first to see it, and it wasn't Midget Sean. Okay?
So
we're just
close.
Keeping that for the conversation later. So they end up waiting about 20 minutes, and then 10 more minutes, and they end up waiting a really long time, and they see another group of people, so they ask, you know, hey, do y'all know Midget Sean? And here is a clip.
A little clip.
You heard of Midget Sean?
Midget Sean, yeah, we know Midget Sean. What up? Awful crap.
No.
Yeah. So the first thing he wondered is, do we want some crack?
And oh, my God.
It should be noted that about 2 minutes after we had the conversation with these guys, we were back at the Texaco. One of the guys we were talking to drove into the Texaco, handed something to someone through the window, and drove off.
So that's why I think it's okay to say crackhead.
You want some crack?
Yeah.
Just right there.
There's a random human.
Just throwing it out there.
I don't know if it's in the clip later, but like those guys start freaking out and they're like, well, we thought you was cops. That's why we weren't telling you where Midget Sean was. But then they start laughing about it and they're like, yeah, but why did they ask for, if you were a cop, you just offered to sell crack. And they're like, yeah, you're thinking too hard about it. But anyways, it might be in one of the clips I've got. I don't remember.
Maybe they sell crack to cops.
Maybe. So
that's funny.
They're still on the lookout and they find some more people.
Because somebody told us that he was, he was the Alabama leprechaun.
Yeah, he was. That's on my name, crazy. That was so long ago. About 9 years ago. About 5, 6 years ago.
So you can confirm that?
Oh, what y'all trying to, y'all gonna pay us?
We want to talk to him.
Well,
I work for a radio
station.
Did he just say,
y'all gonna pay us?
Yeah.
Pay you for what?
Well,
we're
getting into negotiations here.
Okay.
Oh, y'all trying to really get it.
And we were talking to a lady over by the tree.
Y'all give me $50 right now. $50, I got you.
So, yeah, they're negotiating to tell them where Midget Sean's whereabouts are. I thought that was great. They were going to make some money, whether it was selling crack or
something.
Yeah. Giving directions.
Damn.
Okay, so long story short, because there's a lot of bullshit in between this little clip, they end up getting in touch with Midget Sean. Okay. And they apparently somehow met up with his cousin, and that's who actually got in touch with Sean.
Right.
So they finally are on their way to meet Midget Sean, and they're going to go to a local hospital to kind of, you know, I guess they didn't want to take him to where they live.
Oh, yeah.
So they met at a hospital. So here is this clip, and this is a little bit long, but it's the conclusion of this journey.
Okay.
And we see the hospital parking lot, and what do we see? It was like there was a beam of light from above landing on Midget Sean himself. A small, as the first lady described, dark-skinned...
Not a giant
midget. Black man with gold teeth.
Where was he?
He was in a hospital parking lot. Apparently, they didn't want us to go to any certain location where they were.
Don't you dare take him to where I live.
So we just get out of the car, and immediately he starts telling his tale so fast that I'm hitting record right away. So here it is. We actually meet Midget Sean, who perpetrated the leprechaun hoax so many years ago.
In the yard chilling. So I said, it was St. Patrick's Day. So I said, well, they got the Bigfoot, it's a lot less monster, you know what I'm saying? And I said, we can say never climb in a tree. And, you know, so I climb up to the tree. And, you know, everybody said, there ain't no real leprechaun. And everybody thought it was the movie. But it was a real leprechaun. It was me. But then we got back down. So then I said, okay. And all through the week, everybody used to come see the leprechaun, see the leprechaun, see the leprechaun. football game, the classic, from Birmingham came way to quiet to see the leprechaun. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
It's just all word of mouth.
That's all word of mouth. The leprechaun. I planted, you know.
And you didn't plant. So no. You actually went in the tree?
Right. We're in the tree, you know. We were just sitting down like this. Like, we were just sitting down. I said, okay. We were just bored. You know, we were drinking beer and stuff. So I say, we could say leprechaun. Westron, we're going to get a little car. Right here. Right here. Had on my black tights and my green everything. So that's how we're going to do it. We can't say the leprechaun in the hood. We can say the leprechaun in the tree. You know what I'm saying? So we climb up on the ladder. Climb up on the ladder. You know, they told me don't move. I was being still. Everybody was trying to throw rocks and stuff, but they couldn't. I weighed up. So all they know, they had a fast light. They told me no move. I couldn't do nothing. I had to be like a stiff, you know. Mosquitoes stuff would eat me up, or I was like this. So when everybody left, I'm talking about the street was so packed. O'Shea Road was Spring Hill, it was so packed. I'm talking about police, it was so packed. It was just like Mardi Gras. It was just like Mardi Gras. He was there, my cousin was there. It was so packed. I'm just saying, they just took it, put it on the news and everything.
Were you there when the news cameras were there trying to film it? Or were you gone?
I was gone then. Yeah, I was gone, you know, gone. Yeah. So when the news, when they left, I had to get back in the tree. So we climbed back up to the tree again. Folks turned around, they said, okay, the folks were just leaving. So I ran across the street. They said, there's a leprechaun right there. They catch him. So I climbed up to the tree real quick. This time we were like through the leaves stuff. They said, where he at? We can't see him. But they had the flashlight and everything. So when they put the flashlight down, I came down in my same spot with a chair. We got the chair. Just sitting down, just being still like that. That was it. They took it all the way. Then I got another video called Hot Boy and Shorty Pop.
Okay, now he starts promoting his other work.
Hot Boy and his new album.
Shorty Pop?
So, yeah, I left that in there just because I figured I owed it to him to let him plug his stuff on the show.
Right.
I actually looked it up, and he plays like a superhero, him and his buddy. I can't remember what it's called now. I know they just
what
said
it. What is it, Hot Boy and Shorty Pop?
That's what it is. They pretend like they're bad superheroes, but they've got crackhead powers. Yeah. And to be honest, it's not, I mean, for like a little skit or something, like I could see it almost being on, you know, something silly like a Tim and Eric or something like that.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah. Anyways, so that was Sean as the leprechaun.
Midget Sean.
Admitting to it.
Yeah.
But here's my question.
Okay.
This is what wasn't brought up in the YouTube video. Because we were talking about mass hysteria. Is there a possibility, because some of his little story where he's going up the tree, coming down from the tree, he got back up there, he was sitting in his chair, so no one suspected him. All these people are around, but no one saw him climb out of the tree.
Right.
Is there any way that he might be lying just to, because, like, yeah, that was me.
Could be. I mean, but then again, you know, it's been, what, at this point, 9-something years?
Right.
You know. Why admit it now if these guys are just like, hey, we just want to see the tree? They don't know they're from a radio show. They just said they're from Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and why would he keep the lie going?
Right.
But it just seems really odd to me that, like, there's a lot of in and out of this tree with no one catching him.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that lived on that street that were like, no, it wasn't him. And... yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of weird. I'm not saying that this is true, and I'm not saying that he's not.
And you're telling me that after all these years, they're hitting these guys up for money, but they're not going to call the radio or the news station and go, hey, we know it's Midget Sean. We'll cover the, you know, give us some money.
Right.
We'll share the story.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
with like a major news outlet. Because, I mean, if somebody knew it was him, they could have cashed in on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, hell, you heard earlier the flute guy was like, I didn't make any money, but the guy that made the sketch made like $1,800.
He probably sold the sketch.
Yeah,
on eBay or something.
Sold it to the news station, probably, just to...
I'm thinking he sold it to, like, somebody private. I know people who'd buy something like that.
Just I would have bought it. I would. Well, I wouldn't pay $1,800. But if someone was like, here, this is gifted to you, it would be hanging right here on the wall.
Want me to draw you one?
Yes, please.
I can get my kid to draw it. It'll be identical.
No shit. So
all it takes is something viral and somebody wants a piece of that history. They're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that is some viral internet history.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Like you said, one of the first.
So there was another website called AL.com.
Uh-huh.
They did their own kind of follow-up 9 years after this incident.
Uh-huh.
Emily Hill was the reporter going down that street of the neighborhood, and she went around the block asking people what they remembered of the leprechaun in the tree.
A lot of folks say there's a leprechaun in the tree down the street. I told them I ain't never seen it yet, but they say it's going up there.
Which tree was it supposed to be?
They didn't cut that tree down. It's down there in that field. Oh,
it's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
But what we found at the end of the street came as a surprise. Shun Thomas says he was the one who first discovered the leprechaun.
So you got three main branches. If you go up 20 feet or so, that's where you look.
Okay.
See what the little knot is?
It looks like you're painting.
Wasn't drinking, don't do drugs, and decided to have a beer with a couple relatives and a friend one night, and halfway through that beer, maybe not even halfway through, I'm looking at the stars, and it's like a really starry night, and just looking through the tree, and I saw this image. It wasn't a joke. It took off like a joke, and never made a turn.
I don't think it was no leprechaun for real, though.
Yeah. Well, we don't actually know, right? Anything's possible.
The next morning, he was gone. The next evening, we came out, we were waiting around to see if he would, come back. And right before our eyes, he just did a metamorphosis on the tree. The nose came in first, the mustache, the mouth, and he just transformed right on the tree.
A leprechaun.
Well, initially when I saw the image, that's what I thought of. I mean, I thought of a leprechaun. It just looked like a leprechaun to me.
A lot of folks believed in it now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people trying to take pictures, and they were saying every time they put the phone in the tree, they disappear. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know, I mean, I ain't care nothing about it. So
I was like, oh, guys, I don't know what's wrong with it.
I wanted where the gold was at.
I was looking for the gold too.
I ain't seen it, so I don't believe nothing I don't see.
My frustration came from the media, especially ones that came out and saw the image. It's like, okay, you saw him, you could say it's not there. If you'd have said that, then fine. But to say that only the people of Creighton or the people in Mobile, say they see him, it sort of put the wrong, impression on it.
So,
man, that dude seemed like genuinely heartbroken over it, too.
Yeah.
He seemed like... Yeah, offended.
So the main guy that was talking the majority of the time has this painting.
Uh-huh.
That is the widest leprechaun you can see,
right,
with a mustache.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which cannot be Midget Sean for obvious reasons.
Right.
if we're believing this guy.
Yeah, he painted a white leprechaun,
right,
not a little dark one.
Right. And now a couple of the people were like, I don't know, I don't believe it. But then a couple of them are like, yeah, no, I saw it. And and the guy that painted it was like, yeah, I was the first one to see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why this story to me got even more interesting after I watched that YouTube video, because I was like, who is lying?
Right.
A bunch of people or a smaller group of people? Someone's not telling the truth here.
Well, maybe they're not. It's not telling the truth. Maybe it's the perspective of it.
Right.
My perspective of an event, it's going to be different than y'all's two.
Right.
We could all see the same thing, but it's going to change over time, especially, 9 years later?
Yeah. Yeah, this is
We're going to remember different details of the same situation.
I probably won't remember it at all.
I mean, everyone's doing that 10-year challenge right now.
Right.
On everything.
Mine was fire.
Like a dumpster fire?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I looked rough back in ninth grade, man. Let me tell you.
I did the 10,000-year challenge, and I still look pretty sexy.
Oh.
Satan was the prettiest angel at one point.
Yeah, so he was.
That does not surprise me. Yeah.
So,
a lot of people forget that.
And then he turned into this.
No, I don't believe that myth. I think Satan is still a sexy mofo.
Thank you, Rudy. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate you.
Dang it. Jesus.
Hey. Just because you're pretty doesn't mean you're stacked, okay?
Okay, you got me there.
This
you got
true.
Me there.
Right.
I should make a deal with myself.
Addison
or something.
Should know more than anyone.
Fuck you both.
Well, anyways,
I miss Addison so much.
I thought I missed you, and I was wrong.
So, I was real curious on, like, because you forget.
Yeah.
I was curious about the phones, because a lot of people were trying to take pictures with their phones.
They had flip phones.
Flip phones.
In the first clip that you showed us, they had, like, the disposable cameras still. So...
Well, they still have disposable cameras. That's
no
not
one
like
actually uses them, though.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
I've taken them to concert. Well, not in a long time, but at least in 2010, I know I was taking them to concerts because I didn't want to lose a nice expensive digital camera.
Okay, exactly. But that's like 9 years ago.
Well, yeah. Okay,
they're great for stalking. In case you get caught, you can just throw it away. You're only out a couple bucks.
Until someone finds it in a dumpster somewhere.
As long as you don't try to take a selfie with it, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of defeats the purpose.
But yeah, so there was flip phones, the Motorola flip phones.
Yeah.
It's not like...
The old bricks.
The Razor.
Yeah, it's not the Nokia bricks. Yeah, the Razors. And actually, I looked it up just to make sure this was the same time period. I had the Motorola Sliver.
It was like the Razor, but it was skinnier, right?
Yeah, it didn't flip. It was just a phone. Yes. So yeah, that's what I was rocking.
I had
during
like
this time period.
The pink Razor with like the stupid little flower things on it.
Yeah,
because I was fancy.
You are fancy.
I had a red one that looked pink because it faded over time.
Oh. Uh huh. Yeah. Sure. You straight up went for that pink one, and you know it.
Shut up! No, I didn't.
But my point is, there were phones that took pictures. Mm-hmm. Not great quality. I've still got somewhere some pictures of like friends from my Sliver phone.
Right.
Well, I've got one I know of. It's a really funny picture. It's he'll never listen to this. Trey Dishman. He's
just blur out that last name.
No,
you'll
no,
be okay.
It's stated there because this is a great story. Real quick. So we went swimming and the stream was heavy, and somehow he ended up losing his shorts and everything, and they went downstream. He was naked, and we're on a bridge because we were jumping off the bridge into the water, and all we had was like a beer box, like one of those beer bigger boxes.
Yeah.
So I punched out holes so it would be like underwear, and I brought it to him, and he wore it because he was skinny, and I took a picture of him, and I still have that picture somewhere.
So he's standing there in like a natty 30-pack box.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's glorious.
It is. It's too funny. But anyways, and it's a decent quality. It's not great by today's standards, but it was good, decent for back then. Mm-hmm. So my point that I'm trying to get to after that stupid story, sorry.
No pictures.
There's no pictures of anything. There's no pictures of Sean dressed up. There's no pictures of Sean and his buddies like, And if there are, we just don't know about them.
Right.
But I feel like they made it such a big deal. Like they would have...
This is MySpace days.
Put stuff out there.
This is MySpace days. So this would have been like... I'm going to tag this is my profile picture. I fooled everyone. I was all over YouTube.
You know, I'm going to get on MySpace. I'm going to see if Midget Sean has a profile.
Let me know. I don't even remember my MySpace. I don't remember any of my MySpace stuff.
MySpace bitch.
We all were MySpace bitches.
Yeah. But anyways, so.
Then Facebook came along and destroyed everything.
That's right. Everyone's lives.
I held out.
Yeah.
And still use MySpace for a good bit, though, when Facebook came out. Because I was like, I don't understand this. It's stupid.
That's
whatever.
How I was, too.
And then I did it with Twitter, too. And I've never just... I don't get Twitter.
Twitter's awesome.
Everyone says that, but I don't...
Twitter's a dumpster fire.
All social Twitter's, media is a dumpster fire. Let's
Twitter's
be real.
Only okay if you stick with a certain group of people and you just joke around all day with each other.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that.
But it's when you get into the dark parts of Twitter.
Yeah.
It gets a little bad.
But that's like the best part of social media is like the dark parts.
Then just get on the dark web.
Yeah.
So
get you some Bitcoin. Just stay away from the red rooms and you'll be okay.
And the cannibal cafe. Don't go
I'm
there.
Okay with that. I'm okay with that.
You know what?
I need recipes.
Ew.
Gross. So what do we think of this case though, overall?
I love it.
It's glorious.
But what is your opinion after hearing so many people say there was a leprechaun, but then also hearing the testimony of Midget Sean as the leprechaun? Who do you think is right?
Can I go first on this one?
Yep.
I think, realistically, it's like they said originally, I think it's just mass hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
I think one person goofing around may have said, hey man, is there somebody in that tree up there? Oh, I don't know, is there? Oh man, it looks like a leprechaun. Now, next thing you know, you have an entire neighborhood thinking they've seen a leprechaun in a tree. Whether, because, you know, it's like you can stare at drywall long enough and eventually you start seeing images.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like a cloud. If I say, hey, right. That cloud looks like a taco on a bicycle, you're right. Going to be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Same thing. I think it's just a matter of somebody said something and everyone else saw it, but didn't really see it. They wanted to see it, especially when the news started showing around.
Yeah.
You know, they never. Now everyone's like, "Oh yeah, I saw."
Definitely saw that.
Even I'd be like, "Oh yeah, God, I was right here the whole time. Right. I watched it." It's like my video's too bad on my phone though. You can't, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my realistic take on it. My unrealistic take is there was a fucking leprechaun. All right,
that's what I want to believe.
Right, that's what I want to believe, but it's, you know.
I think I'm in your boat of the mass hysteria thing. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I have a hard time believing all of Midget Sean's story.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I just don't think that he may have climbed. Because it's just like he goes, yeah, I mean, there's a Bigfoot, there's a Loch Ness Monster, why not an Alabama leprechaun? Oh, so you knew it was going to go viral.
Right.
Like, that, right. There's just a lot of things that make me question.
He's probably the only person around there that's small enough. I could be like, yeah, bitch, I'm a leprechaun.
Yeah, like, you know, like, no, it was me.
Yeah.
And then
Now, maybe if, like, on one of the nights he decided to crawl in just to goof with people, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. But to say he, you know, started it, I don't think he started it.
See, and that's the other thing. When did he decide, was he, which came first, you know?
The chicken or the egg.
The chicken or the egg, the midget in the tree, or the...
The leprechaun or the midget, which came first. That's a good point.
That is, because I feel like maybe like it could have like started dying down or something. So he climbed up there and just like, hey, bitch, I'm here.
Yeah, and that's when people would have gone nuts. And I don't know. I just...
Because the whole Mardi Gras thing that they keep talking about, that was like second or third day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't the first day.
Right.
So I'm wondering now if maybe he goofed a little bit, went up there... After
people started seeing it, because that, right. A lot of the guy that had the painting was like, yeah, no, I'm sober. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he looked genuinely disappointed that
he did.
It got taken to the, you know, the angle it took.
Yeah. Yeah. He was legit sad that they were making fun of it.
And his painting, it's a lily white leprechaun. It's not a little black leprechaun. You would think that if everyone was seeing, you know, Midget Sean, he'd have drawn a black leprechaun.
Right, exactly.
But he didn't.
I just, my opinion is
maybe that he doesn't see color.
I think it was mass hysteria, and I think Sean maybe, I think he might have climbed in the tree because they saw something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, and it's going to be this big thing, it's going to be viral. He had no idea.
Well, here's the other thing. He said he climbed up a ladder.
Yeah.
No one talks about a ladder.
No one saw the ladder. Why?
Right.
But were they looking at the tree from all angles?
If you watch the videos, I mean, they're surrounding these trees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, there he is, you know.
That's a good point. I was like, now maybe he stuck a ladder on, like, the backside of the tree.
Well, I was about to say, he did say that he wasn't up there when the news was there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I also find...
kind of convenient.
Yeah. And then he was just sitting in his chair?
Yeah.
No one
wearing black pants and a green shirt and a little derby.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think mass hysteria, but I want to believe that they saw something. Maybe not a leprechaun, but they saw something.
Right.
Could have been an alien. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think whenever they realize, you know, hey, these guys could be reporters. They could be bringing it back up again, you know.
Because, I mean, that had to bring some kind of, like, revenue to their neighborhood.
They had
stuff.
People... coming all over to see this tree. I can't believe they cut down the tree, to be honest.
Right.
Because now it's a tourist attraction, sort of. I mean, only goofballs, but it's going to bring people into that town to stop at the gas stations. And,
people were digging it up, trying to dig it up. they were.
They just couldn't get that backhoe.
Right. I want the gold. Give me the gold.
Could be crackhead.
That was a glorious thing.
What do you think, Addison? What's your opinion?
No, I'm with y'all. I mean, I think it was mass hysteria to start with. And then, you know, kind of like you said, I mean, maybe it started to die down, so Midget Sean was like, you know, this has been nice. Let's climb up in the tree and keep this going.
be fun to do is just someday in, like, a city, just stand in the middle of a sidewalk, just look straight up, and just like, what is that? And then you'll see if other people start looking around going,
maybe get, like, four or five people to, like, every 20 minutes, like, someone else, like, what are you looking at? Or pull over, like, know that, like, have it planned, like, okay, at 2 o'clock, we're going to start this. Come in 30 minutes. And, like, pull up and be like, what are you looking at? You know, and try to draw a crowd around it and see. Yeah, that would
can
be
we
interesting.
Do that?
I mean, I'm game for
it.
That
would be so fun.
I hate to be that the podcast that goes out and is like, hey, we're pranking everyone to see but if
it,
you're going to
do this. No. It wouldn't be a prank. It would be an experiment.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
with no goal other than to see if.
Just how real mass hysteria actually is.
Well, see, I wanted to do the experiment a long time ago where we make up our own urban legend type thing.
Oh yeah,
and see if any other and see if any other podcast or any other like YouTubers covered it. Mm-hmm. But then I felt really shitty because then it's like if someone did copy, they'd be like, you copied Secret Transmission, and I wasn't. That wasn't the experiment. It was to see if we could make a new urban legend. Like a Slender Man or
something.
You should
do it anyway.
But I feel like, how would you?
You start local.
Yeah,
but
you
go from there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to find some way to like get shit out there. Because I mean, how much do you research? Like, legitimately.
Yeah, I know. And here's the other thing: we'd have to like make websites and then let them sit for years on like, oh, here's some of the facts, and then come back to like,
it'd be long and forgotten about, and then all of a sudden you'd be like. Hey, I remember this.
I'm willing to commit to something like that.
It's a long game.
You're always in for the long game.
I am always down for the long game. I'm still working on a few.
That's concerning.
Maybe.
So,
I
guess.
Depends on who you are.
Now I'm worried.
There you go. So, I guess, I think we think hysteria, mass hysteria on this one.
That seems to be the most logical.
Just because, I mean, there are so many stories and possibilities and just the lack of pictures.
And different stories, too. Yeah. It's not consistent. It's not a consistent thing.
Right. Yep.
Like, even the ones that are similar are still not really.
Yeah.
Even the guy that says, you know, hey, who all saw the leprechaun? Say yeah. And everyone says yeah. Man, you can tell. As soon as he looks back at the camera, he's cheesing it.
Oh, yeah, he's grinning real big.
He is cheesing it.
That's
up
why it's funny
time.
In that South Park clip, because you're like, oh, yeah, he is. Because the first time you watch that clip, you're not really thinking about it. But then when you watch the South Park one, you're like, oh,
he is cheesing it big
time. Yeah, when you're sitting in front of a freaking TV or camera or whatever, you're not going to be like, I didn't see it.
All these people knew that they were about to be on TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They committed.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do weird things whenever they know they're going to be on TV sometimes.
I have a very shameful story of when I was little, probably third or fourth grade, and I remember this because I was embarrassed afterwards that I even did it. So they had this art train thing come through our town. Mm-hmm. Like, there was all this, like, paintings and stuff on this train, and they had the news crew. I don't even, like, it was so long ago and I was so young, I don't really recall everything about it.
Right.
But you got on the train and you looked at all these paintings and then it would go to the next town. It was cool. But this camera crew, God, I can't believe I'm telling this because this is stupid and embarrassing. Anyways, the camera crew was interviewing people and I remember scooching up, like trying to get between kids so I could get interviewed. And they did. And as soon as they started asking me questions, I was like, they were like, which one's your favorite? And I was like, this one. I like the colors. Or so it was something so ridiculous.
You were trying to be a critic.
Yeah. But I was third or fourth grade. I couldn't have been 9 or 10, but I just remember being like, I'm going to get on TV. And I inched up there. And then, like, I just remember my answer was like, oh, God. It was so embarrassing. And I was.
God, out of all the things I could have said.
Yeah, and I don't even think I actually watched it, but I can picture it in my head how it happened. I don't even know if they used it. It may have never aired.
Right.
But it's one of those things where I'm just like, God damn it.
I got a story for you about something like that, but I ain't gonna say it on air.
Ooh, good.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh boy.
It wasn't me. It was something one of my nephews did, but I have to put it into context first.
Oh, gotcha. Oh bless.
Yeah.
Well, this was a lot of fun. I feel like it's been way too long to get an episode out there, so I apologize to all our listeners. We're going to try to get back on some kind of track.
And I'm back, baby.
Ooh, Rudy's back. And right. Congratulations. But yeah, hopefully we're going to try to gear up for Monster Madness soon.
Oh, yeah, we need, yeah, soon.
So it's coming up, Monster Madness 2019. We got to make some picks, don't we? We got to figure out who's going to be.
Well, the Dover Dill Hole is going to be the returning champions.
Yeah. I'm already considering putting the Alabama Leprechaun in this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And I think he needs to go in because he could be a top contender.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, his skills already are, he's hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He disappears.
Disappears when light's on him.
Yeah. I mean, if he's on a good battlefield, he might be.
Apparently he can climb really fast.
Right.
Good climber. Might be good in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open spaces, he might be a little screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll have our Monster Madness tournament in March. So yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. But anyways, let's wrap this up, guys.
All right.
Everyone want to say goodbye?
Toodaloo.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Later, loser.
Hey.
I was talking to Toby. You're okay.
Oh, okay, good.
We'd like to thank you for listening to this long-awaited episode, and I apologize for there being such a gap in our last releases for regular episodes. There may be a few little gaps here and there until we really get fully back on track, so if you'll bear with us, we're going to have more episodes. We're going to have Monster Madness coming up. It's going to be great. We've even already talked about putting the Alabama Leprechaun in the Monster Madness tournament. So we're going to have 8 cryptids in March. We're going to talk about them. We're going to learn about them. And then we are going to battle them to the death to have one champion. So be on the lookout in March for that. Until then, we hope to have a couple episodes here and there before the big March Madness tournament. But until then, please make sure you are following us on Instagram and Twitter at SecretTransPod. Make sure you leave us a review. We would love to get some new reviews. It's been a long time since we've had a good wave of reviews. Come on, help the show out. Give us a 5-star review. Say what you like. I guess you can give us a 1-star review if you hate us. We've gotten several of those in the last couple months. But we're back, baby. So we need to spread the word. And we're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Please go like it. We also have a Facebook group called Secret Transmissions Secret Group. And you can chit-chat with us about all kinds of spooky conspiracy stuff. Or just, you know, talk about Satan and his Twizzler. Whatever. Make sure you go check out Cryptid Crate. Go to CryptidCrate.com. Use Secret Pod and get 20% off your first order. Cryptid Crate is a monthly subscription service that is delivered to your doorstep every single month. It is awesome. All kinds of fun stuff. Lots of good books. Lots of good documentaries. All cryptid related. Get it. Get it before March Madness, because we may use some cryptids that have been featured in a Cryptid Crate. And if you like retro video games, go check out my Retro Video Game Review Podcast. Even if you don't like retro video games, maybe I'll turn you on to some games that you should have played when you were a child. It is called the Secret Levels Podcast. You can find it on all the major podcasting platforms that you can find podcasts on, just like this show. And you can find Secret Levels on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Levels Pod. Me and my co-host Goobs, who is one of the co-hosts of the Derailers Podcast, we talk about the game history. We talk about publishing history. We talk about the story, the gameplay, fun facts, and we rate it at the end. It's a good time. We have lots of guests on. go check it out. But that's going to do it for this week's episode. We hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.